This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
The KJ Show on WEEI, 617-779-7937. Thank you so much for being here. Remember, Tom Carroll will be joining us here, WEEI.com's very own. He's been at training camp this week. That's coming in about 15 minutes. Let's get your text messages before I get into some of this Patriots talk. 617-779-7937. Thomas, what you got?
Another 617 text here, KJ. How is Hogan slamming Andre not number one with your Hogan moments?
I don't know.
He dug in and tore my heart out, man. Why didn't you just take a stake and drive it in my heart, Andre? He's different.
Tell me yes or no. Are you or are you not going to fight him in WrestleMania 3 for the World Heavyweight Championship? Yes or no?
Yes! And look, that was my honorable mention. I, you know, things are done in threes. But it wasn't the first time Andre had ever been slammed. It was just the first time Andre had ever been slammed in front of that many people. We're not being too much of a wrestling buff. This is not the special. This is not the PWI, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, special edition of the KJ Show. But Hogan-Andre was not the best match at WrestleMania 3. I mean, there have been studies about Macho Man Savage versus Ricky Steamboat. I think there's even there's a whole A&E episode dedicated to the shot sheet of like 97. It's like 97 call moves in that. It was just the most fascinating thing. So let's talk about a little bit of Hogan if you missed any of it. The Odyssey app, just rewind it. You can also listen here to the KJ Show on the iHeart app, but you cannot rewind the show like you can on the Odyssey app. One more.
Better heel turn. John Cena or Hulk Hogan?
Oh, I know people are really enjoying the Cena turn. I thought it wasn't going to be that good, but I mean, you needed to save something from boring Cody Rhodes. Watching paint dry backwards is more exciting than this guy. But Hogan, I mean, NWO heel turn, because that's really the only heel turn, you know, then coming out to Voodoo Child and spray painting the belt. I would say probably Hogan won heel turn. Rock's heel turn to the Nation of Domination. That was a great heel turn as well. But Cena, not quite up there. All right, still to come. Would you rather, more likely to, either or? We'll do that before we get out of here at 10, and John Lyons will take you up until we get to Red Sox pregame as the Red Sox try and win the rubber match of this series with the Dodgers today at Fenway. You heard Mike Vrabel there coming into the start of this break talking about how, look, the guys were engaged when they came in for the first day of training camp, where it's a lot of minutia and overview stuff. It isn't the stuff that everybody's wondering about, like from the fans' perspective. I think it's very important for him to say that the guys were engaged. And the reason being is because last year at this time, you would have to figure that the guys were really engaged. New head coach, a lot of energy, a lot of positive words. We're going to do things. We are all in. And then they saw the result. So at some point, you'd have to wonder, are these players concerned more about their jobs now with Vrabel here than when Mayo was here? And the reason why I say that is this. They know that Vrabel's not gone next year. They know that Vrabel's not gone in 2 years. But yet, you're pretty much kind of hearing some of the same stuff that you heard at OTAs. You're hearing some overview stuff probably about regulations and stuff like that in terms of, you know, as you get into practices with other teams and so forth. Stuff that you don't want to spend time on later on when you're getting ready for drills and stuff. Like, you just want to get this stuff out the way off top. Absolutely. But this team has to be engaged. And because of that, I think that's really why fans are really kind of interested to see what the Patriots can do, because there's this kind of like thin line that I think that people have about this team. Hey, if they could step into their coaching and the quarterback improves into year two, you've got a bona fide NFL weapon at wide receiver that, let's just call it, you have not had since Randy Moss as an acquisition, right? Like, not talking about what Ellerman was able to do. I'm talking about as an acquisition. Stephon Diggs is the biggest name that's walked in this door as a receiver since Randy Moss. That is a long-ass time. I mean, think about that. I mean,
damn!
How long? So there's an excitement built around that you would say this team could be better than I think some people can expect. Then there are some other people who are just kind of like, KJ, you're crazy. You really think this team can win 9 or 10 games with what? Have you seen the offensive line? This is where the coaching is definitely going to be able to, you're going to see this in real time. My biggest worry, offensive line. What was my biggest worry last year? Offensive line. What was my biggest worry the year before? Offensive line. How about the year before that? Okay, maybe the quarterback. But my point being is this. Drake May can only do so much if there's no offensive line. Stephon Diggs can only buy so much time getting open if there's no offensive line. Ramondre Stevenson, who is, if he can, what running game can he get going if there's no offensive line? What can Josh McDaniels achieve schematically if there's no offensive line? And I think this is, when you have all these conversations about other teams in the NFL, what is Aaron Rodgers going to do in Pittsburgh? Because tis the season, right? Tis the season of hope. Well, what is Dallas going to do and everything? Like, there's a story here in New England that can surprise a lot of people if this one little area is taken care of. And if this one little area is taken care of, this team could win 10 games. I know that sounds absolutely crazy to some. When you've been this bad, you get a favorable schedule. I mean, there's kind of, I'll be on BetMGM's betting show later this afternoon. When I'm on there, I get to ride shotgun, and I really get to let it rip. I'm like the court jester. But yeah, I know part of our conversation on the show later this afternoon is going to be about like win totals and like, you know, Cleveland, Panthers, Raiders. These are all teams, Giants. Saints, all these teams are on the Patriots schedule. All of those teams I just mentioned, probably the five worst teams, Tennessee, all are on the Patriots schedule. But for some reason, there's a belief that this team most likely will miss the playoffs and go 8-9. And I would tell you, one of that must mean, even put the Jets in there as well. I put the Jets right up there with them as these teams that are not very good. Something's mentally missing if this team only wins 8 games. Or the offensive line is so horrific that I would say, why not just say they only win 6? Why not just say they go 6-11? So there's a belief somewhere in there that the Patriots are not going to win winnable games that I think like Atlanta. They probably think that, hey, maybe they split with the Jets. And I'm thinking, how? It's probably the offensive line. 617-779-7937. Next, we'll get further into training camp. what Tom Carroll's eyes saw. I'll get some question and answer going with him as well. Plus your calls and texts at 617-779-7937. It's the KJ Show on WEEI. Let's trend with Thomas Christopher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Really? KJ Show, Sunday Delight. And then you have to wait to get to the following Sunday to get it. 617-779-7937. That is how you reach WEEI by phone and also by text. Well, technically it's the same. So if you want to call, text. I know we're in an environment now where people don't really call people like they used to. Just text me. Are you one of those, Thomas? Like, send a text first.
I'm a big call guy. If it's my close friends, I'll just call them out of the blue. Because sometimes I don't get back to text, and I just want to, it's something stupid that I want to talk to them about.
But you know what's funny when I say this? I don't want to say don't take offense to it, but it's actually a good thing. It's a good compliment. Is, bro, you're probably going to have no problem finding a mate in this world, right? Just because you're willing to communicate, right? Like, there are so many girls out here who's like, well, you know, the text just dried up. I don't know what happened to the relationship. So how often do you guys talk on the phone? Never.
It's crazy you say that, KJ, because I'm 22 and I am as single as you can be, brother.
Well, but you know what? Better to be 22 and working these things out than being 22 and trying to wiggle out. That's why you be offended if you want. Don't marry your high school sweetheart. Oh my gosh. There's so much more in this world, right? Like, if you told me the only place, like, you know what, like, sometimes marrying your high school sweetheart is like you being 40, and when you go to the gym, you go to your high school weight room.
Yeah, I have actually, I've been to my middle school, I've graduated college in May, and I went back there already. I have not stepped foot in my high school since I left.
Yeah, it's like going to work out at your high school gym. You know, like, there are other things that you can see that exist in this world. All right, 617-779-7937. Oh, look at Jessup. What's up, man?
KJ, it's your boy Jessup down here in Georgia.
Yeah.
I heard them things you said about Georgia and Jaylen Brown and Boston and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's last week. If you missed it, you can go back and play it again. I think Jaylen Brown's a good guy.
Don't let that Boston freedom ring too loud in that large head of yours.
Yeah, okay, well, I don't miss Georgia that much. Okay, Jessup, I got to get to Freeze Pops here. What's up?
What you think Bill Belichick going to do against the ACC this year?
All right, Jessup, you can hang up. I don't know if it's always good to hear from you. Yeah, since we're getting into the football talk. Yeah, look, I think college football only is becoming more interesting this year because of Bill Belichick coming to college football. What did he do in his very first game? Boom. National television. So I think he'll do very well there, but definitely missed. So that's what I think is going to be kind of a neat thing here in New England, is to be able to have a chance to get into college football watching what Belichick does, right? Because we're going to be running Carolina games on EEI. Like, when's the last time you heard North Carolina football games on WEEI, right? So I mentioned earlier in studio with me, Tommy Freeze Pops, Tom Carroll, WEEI.com. Tom, thank you so much for being here. Always great to have you, my man. So let's get into training camp. You were there this whole week. And last break, I just played that Mike Vrabel talked about how the guys were attentive listening to all the first day things. But my bigger concern is what happens on week one when the offensive line goes out there. What are your thoughts on this offensive line so far this week?
I still have a lot of questions. And first of all, great to see you. Yeah. And it's one of those things where I feel a lot better about it than I did at this time last year. Like, I don't expect anyone to go back and listen to any Six Rings recaps from last summer. Why would you? That's PTSD from a horrible season.
We hear Fitzy and Hart scream at each other.
Yeah, like, and all of us were talking about how bad we thought the offensive line was and how it was going to be bad regardless of what happened during August. Like, it was just set up for failure. Whereas this time around, I'm not saying that the offensive line is fixed, so to speak, but I do feel like there's a chance it could be a lot better. So I'm holding out hope, and it is early. So for them to have had a few bad days where they're not wearing pads and it feels kind of impossible to play offensive line when no one's wearing pads, I don't want to be too critical yet. I really want to see what happens on Monday when the pads go on and then when joint practices start. That's when I feel like you can make real judgments on the offensive line. So I'm cautiously optimistic that things will be better, and I don't think that that's something that you could say last summer.
Yeah, you know, I think this team, especially the offensive line, has to be crafty. And I kind of joked about Will Campbell when he gets into the league. Bro, take as many holding penalties as you need if it means keeping the quarterback up. Better to give up the 5 yards than it is to give up the sack or the season, right? So you don't want to be sitting there being like,
that's nasty.
Just Drake looking there, spotted to the ground like he's like. So it's the literal, better to be carried by a jury of 12 than to be carried by six. And I think that kind of plays to this offensive line. Like, if you've got to take penalties, but it helps you figure things out, I'm okay with that early on. I think the issue that I have is, where is is the new guy already the leadership? Does it feel like Will Campbell is already the leader kind of amongst these guys?
So I would say Morgan Moses is the leader of that unit. And the guys are constantly talking about how he's this voice of reason and he has all these stories and wisdom when they're talking after practice or during practice. So I'd say he's the leader. Now, if he can actually be a leader on the football field this season, we'll see. Obviously, he's up there in age. They've been splitting reps with him and DeMondre Jacobs in camp so far. So we'll see how much he's able to have an impact. I you know, the last couple of years, I think he's missed 3 games in each of the last 2 years after barely missing any time to start his career.
Are we saying he's washed?
I mean, there's a chance. There's a chance. I think that the Patriots would love for him to not be washed because of how vocal and important he is to, like, the leadership structure of that team this season. But the thing with Will Campbell, I don't know that he's quote-unquote a leader in the traditional sense, but I think the way that he carries himself, and he's like this humble giant that just wants to learn and isn't coming in with any ego, even though he was the number four overall pick. I think that that helps the entire team sort of feel like, okay, if this guy is going to fall in line and say, hey, I have a lot to learn, then that means I need to do that too. And I think that that type of mentality is a different type of leadership.
Got Tom Carroll here in studio here on the KJ Show with me, WEEI Sunday, 617-779-7937, talking Patriots camp week one. All right, we've talked about the offensive line because that was the biggest concern. The other concern that I have, and it's probably going to shock you when I tell you what it is. It's the running back room in Ramondre Stevenson. So again, you know, Travion Henderson is part of the crew of these second round backs that have gotten guaranteed money. They were able to make the move. He's in camp. Do you really, how, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being intense, how intense do you think the battle for the number one running back is going to be in that room with Mike Vrabel and this new offense?
Let's go 9. Wow. I think it's going to be intense because you drafted a running back. Damn is right. They drafted a running back in the second round who is highly touted. After his freshman year at Ohio State, there were people saying he might be the best running back in the country. Like, this guy is coming in with pedigree, and he's looked really good so far during camp. And you have a guy in Ramondre who is a little bit up there in age. He's not ancient by any means, but you know how running backs are in the NFL. After a few years, there's tread
disposable,
on the tires.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and he didn't have a good year last year. So I think Travion has a real opportunity to be RB1 with Stevenson either falling in line behind that or getting moved. I mean, to have that much money tied up in running back when the guy isn't going to be your starter, I don't know if that's smart business. So I would not be shocked if Travion Henderson is the number one running back for week one.
So let me follow up with that about potentially Stevenson being moved. What do you think is the best piece that they can get in return for Henderson in terms of deficiency with this team?
So as far as what you'd get back for Stevenson?
Yeah, what would you want to get back for Stevenson?
So I think that the best you can do is like late round draft picks, unfortunately. Oh. So it's not like you're getting like a second or third round pick for Ramondre Stevenson. I that's just not something that happens in the NFL for a running back at that age, who's coming off a bad year, who's paid that much. I think you do have to kind of pay the tax on that if you want to move him. So I don't know that you're going to be getting anything that's going to impact the field, so to speak, this season when you move him, despite being a guy that 2 years ago was your entire offense, right? And showed a lot of promise. There was a reason why they signed him to that contract. I just don't know that you're going to move him for, say, a piece on the offensive line that's going to be able to give you a little bit of insurance or another pass catcher, right? Because I think that there's still some question marks about like the middle of that wide receiver depth. So unfortunately, I think if you move Ramondre, it's just for a late round pick.
Okay, so you mentioned the receivers. So I've got an interesting 857 text here. Patriots receivers, keep, trade, or cut? And your three choices are Bourne, Polk, Chisholm. Keep, trade, cut.
Okay, so I am keeping Bourne.
Okay.
I am,
it's just tough, huh?
It's really hard. So,
because you talked about the middle of the room and this of that receiving room, and this is that middle of the receiving room. You almost kind of say Bourne is the beginning of the best going to the least, and maybe Polk is the beginning of the worst trying to head to the better. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I want to keep Chisholm, right?
Okay.
But I'm not going to. I'm going to keep Bourne because I know what I'm getting there. I'm going to trade Polk because I think that because of his second round pick status from last year, there may be a team that's like, if we get him into our organization, we can fix him, so to speak. And then I'm going to cut Chisholm, even though I don't want to, just for this exercise, I will. And hopefully he clears waivers and you can sign him to the practice squad.
Let's see what our producer, Thomas Crucifilia, because before I go, Thomas Keep, trade, cut. Bourne, Polk, Chisholm.
I'm cutting Jalen Polk yesterday. I think he is a bum. I think he has a bad attitude. I don't think he has the best hands in the NFL at all.
Way to Gen Z that one right there. Huh?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm Gen Z at all. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be perfectly
honest.
What
year were you born?
2003. I don't really understand Gen Z, Gen X, millennials. I don't really understand the whole thing, if I'm being honest, but that's
a
complete
sidebar. It's a generational thing. So it's like 25 years. So like X is like 65 to 81, and then 81 to 2000 are millennials. What throws everybody off is you think a millennial is born after 2000 because it's millennials. But no, they're actually born leading into the millennium. So kids born between 81 and 2000 are considered millennials. And then millennials, I think, and then Gen Z starts 2000. And then I think they're like in Gen B. I don't know what they're in.
Yeah,
now.
There's a Gen Beta, Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
Some people like to combine Gen Z and millennial to like Zillennial, they'll call it. So anyways, really we've got off track.
Yeah. So, but so you want to cut Polk.
Yep.
So do you keep trade Bourne or Chisholm?
So it's tough because I want to keep them both. But if you look at it, Chisholm has probably no trade value because he's an undrafted free agent. So you have to trade Bourne and keep Chisholm. But I don't really want it. I don't really want, but for the exercise.
Yeah,
like
it's a tough exercise that the texter sent in there. It's not really like a fair exercise, right? Like I don't think that all those options would be options that apply to all three of those players, if that makes sense.
So you know who I lean towards, who I would say that who my keep trade cut would be? It would be what Thomas said. I'm totally with you. I think you keep Chisholm because you figure if he can be part of the special teams game and practice squad, you could see further of that development. And there's no real cost.
Yeah, and Chisholm has been working with punt return during camp. You know, early he gets out there, he's working with the jugs machine returning.
They're
punts.
Finding a way to keep him if they can't keep him for what he does. So he's the guy I think you keep. You trade Bourne because he has NFL cachet, and there are teams that know that, hey, he's familiar with systems, this is what he's adaptable to. We could use him as probably our three receiver. Or maybe our four receiver with a quarterback who's maybe a little more established, who can appreciate someone like Bourne being there in addition to, okay. And then you cut Polk. I think at this point you're like, hey, if you could do it to Tyquan Thornton, you could do it a year sooner to Polk. If you're not getting what you need to get, because why consistently hear about what you passed up, what you could have had, and what you could have, and what you do have has not improved upon. And with a new regime with Vrabel, maybe this is the example. You're like, I could care less where you drafted. If you're not up to speed and you're not ready to perform and play, you've got to go.
So on Six Rings a couple days ago, I was joined by Ian Steele from ABC6 down in Providence, and he brought up a really realistic, we'll call it option for Jalen Polk here, which is he thinks they're going to move him to long-term IR because they did use so much draft capital on him last year.
Yeah.
And yes, he's not a Vrabel guy. And I don't think Vrabel gives a hoot about Polk being a second round pick if he's not performing.
He wasn't here, right?
But to keep the peace with Elliot Wolf, and it seems like that marriage is important for everyone in the building, maybe you put him on long-term IR, give him an opportunity to try to figure something out, and then maybe make an impact on this team and give him another shot. I don't know. I kind of side with you guys. I'd be the one that be cutting Polk as well. But I can see that as an option just based on where he was picked.
Time's ticking on his ass, huh?
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Imagine you being fully healthy and then being put on long-term IR and you're not hurt.
And you already have a bad attitude. So, yeah, I could see that not going well. So, I don't know. It's a weird situation. It's really weird because you have a guy like Mac Hollins who is also injured right now, but he's out on the field. We've seen him. But Jalen Polk isn't out there. Like, where is he? What's going on? It's really weird.
Well, but it's just a continuation, right? It's a continuation of bad things that are happening for this guy. Or I'll put it this way. Bad choices are happening for this guy. And at some point when a lot of bad choices are made, someone's got to make a choice about you. You would think that Polk could say, okay, maybe last year when I was here, I felt like there was nobody in this receiver room that I felt like I'm going to be like, man, how you do it? How do you get it done in this league? Let me watch you. I could understand that. You might think like, okay, I've got something. But now with Stephon Diggs there, I would be that guy sponge. Like, if anything, think about this. This is the one receiver room that you say anybody can be the number two. Anybody. Anybody could flash and be the number two, as you mentioned, with Hollins injured. Like Douglas is really kind of the default number two?
Yeah, I think at this point, Kyle Williams is the guy who I would say is that number two, and then Pop Douglas
kind of
slots in there in that slot receiver spot.
That's where I think that's where Douglas should be. I think he should be a slot guy.
Yeah, and I think he could absolutely eat in that slot, you know, given the McDaniels offense in the past. A lot of people have written about this over the last few days. So it's a really interesting receiver room right now, given that we kind of know who that top three are who are going to make the team. Everything after that is sort of up for grabs.
Well, you almost feel like Kayshon Boutte is going to be in the mix as one of the rotated receivers.
Yeah, and he looked
good
last year and has looked good during camp. Like, I'm of the mind that Boutte should be given a chance. And May showed that he had some sort of chemistry with him last year down the stretch. So I would like to give Kayshon Boutte another shot for this team. If he's willing to be in that like 3-4 receiver range, and we know how he kind of barked about touches last year. So if he can accept that it's not going to be him getting the lion's share of the touches, then I think he should be a part of this team.
Doesn't it feel good to at least have not like just a bunch of 6-rounders running out there? Like, does that really feel good?
It really does.
It's like, yes! Oh my gosh, you could preach about that. But Tom Carroll, man, thank you so much for hanging out here on the KJ Show. I'll tell you what, I enjoy you being here so much. You want to come back again next Sunday and discuss what camp looks like with pads, right? Because people are actually going to keep stats. People are keeping stats of like passes that's going on. I definitely want to get into probably some more Josh Dobbs. He's looked bad. He's looked really bad, but I want to give before I get to any of the quarterback stuff, I definitely want them to be in pads, right? Because I can never really make assessments about, now, I mean, it's really bad if you're a quarterback that looks bad and you don't have the pads on. It's almost kind of like,
the nail in the coffin.
You're right. It's like the Wizard of Oz. It's like the Tin Man could have moved much easier if he wasn't inside of the tin, you know?
right.
So I'll talk to you again next Sunday. Thank you so much for being here. It's the KJ Show, WEEI. Would you rather more likely to either, or you want to stick around and play? Would you rather more likely to either, or you want to stay around and play a game?
Yeah, why not? I got to head over to Fenway after we're done. So let's rock.
Okay. So we'll do that next year before we get out of here on WEEI. Thanks for hanging out.
Mr. Crowley.
KJ Show, WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
617-779-7937. Ozzy Osbourne gone as well this week. Mr. Crowley. Here's me. I'm going to say something, and I don't care how anybody responds. You're fooling yourself if you're creating an AI image of Ozzy Osbourne going to heaven, okay? Like, this is where the guy is burning. That's what happened. Look, when you make a song to Aleister Crowley, the father of Satanism, you're just asking for your time. Like, am I wrong, Thomas? Am I wrong? Freeze Pops, am I wrong?
No, he wouldn't want to be going to heaven, right?
Thank you. Yeah, hello.
That's clearly not what he wanted, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, the Pats have to bring back Crazy Train, like the real Crazy Train, as the intro song this year,
yeah,
right?
That needs to come back. One?
They did Let's Go one last year. Let's Go!
Oh, like the crab imitation legs?
Yeah, they changed it. That was one of like Mayo's like, it's different around here things that he did. They changed the intro song, and obviously the team looked worse than it ever has. So I think you bring that back, especially Ozzy gone, Vrabel back, a part of that old guard. Like, let's get back going the way it used to be.
Kind of hot down here, isn't it, Ozzy? I see you laugh, right? Because that's the thing. Like, look,
that's what he would have wanted.
That's what he was aiming for,
yes.
Folks. Don't put him at the pearly gates of heaven. You know what the answer is.
He's the king of darkness.
Get out of here. Hell no. Burn.
That's what he would have wanted, man. I don't know what to tell you.
You know, I mean, I feel for all the guys that they loved him at AAF, but I've got a message. You were following him. Doesn't bode well for Greg Hill, I'm sure. All right. 617-779-7937. Let me read one of these text messages. I said I wouldn't get into it until next week, but this is about the quarterback situation with the Patriots. Here it is. Do you think the Patriots are going to regret not having a quality veteran QB behind Drake May? Tom.
KJ, sorry, you dropped for a second there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Drop something here. Do you think the Patriots are going to regret not having a quality veteran quarterback behind Drake May?
So I'm holding out hope that Josh Dobbs is going through issues right now because he's not necessarily like totally up to speed in the McDaniels offense, because you did see Dobbs have success in this league in spot starts, right? Like, he had that really nice run with Minnesota where it was like four games. They were calling him the Pastronaut. They're doing all these segments on Monday Night Football about the guy, you know? Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of the nickname either, but you know, you're hoping that maybe he starts to come along here throughout camp. With that said, I do think it's paramount with Drake May as your quarterback moving forward, not just this year, but in years to come, that you have a competent backup, because we've seen the way that the guy plays. He's liable to miss a game or two a year. And we got spoiled with Tom Brady being who he was and never missing time ever for 20 years outside of the knee injury.
Right.
That's just not how it works in the NFL. And it's especially not how it works now, just the way that the game is played with movement in the pocket and rolling out and RPO. Like, guys get hurt. So you do need to have a competent backup. Maybe Josh Dobbs can be that guy. I don't have a ton of confidence in that, but we'll see.
I'm going to throw a name out there and just tell me, like, just put this out there, because, again, what if Josh Dobbs doesn't necessarily work out? Do you go get someone like Carson Wentz to kind of mirror Drake May as the backup?
Ugh. Carson Wentz. That does not excite me at all. I mean, I need to see who's available out there. I don't want to jump
like the
at
best available.
I guess if you have a list in front of you, I almost would rather keep it going with Josh Dobbs and see what you have there than Carson Wentz. He's such a stiff, man. He stinks. Like, you want to have a competent backup in there so you have a chance to win football games. I don't know that Carson Wentz could be that guy. He's really washed.
We're like 2 minutes away from Would You Rather More Likely To Either Or here on the KJ Show. David in the car, thanks so much for calling. Good Sunday to you. Talking Patriots, what are your thoughts, man?
I agree. They are going to regret not having a good quarterback behind Drake May. That is a huge, huge mistake. Okay, who they have now is not going to cut it. And believe it or not, the guy they should have kept, they let him go because he was good for competition. And you need that. Drake May needs that.
And
he's
so,
not a
so
guy
David,
yet.
With the guy that they should have kept, are you talking about Joe Milton, who they traded? Or are you talking about Bailey Zappe? Who are you talking about?
Come on, don't play semantics.
I'm talking about Milton.
Okay.
I am talking about Milton.
So I agree
because
with you.
Milton, you.
David, I agree with
Milton's
you.
Milton's going to be a.
I thought Joe Milton was a guy that could really help with competition here. And I thought he showed in that last game of the season that he has potential. And I know people will say, oh, he was against the fourth stringers in Buffalo, yada, yada. I don't know, man. I saw the guy have some really good moments during the preseason. I thought he had nice moments during training camp. And then he had that actual NFL regular season game. And I know maybe there was some stuff behind the scenes. Drake May, he didn't really want him to be there, yada, yada. And who knows? We're not in that building.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Mike Vrabel felt like Joe Milton was not good for progress, right? But
Or is that placating maybe to Drake May, which is a bad forward sign? That's a bad forward sign. Like, I would think, David, thank you. Well, give us your last thoughts, David, and then we'll hang up.
Here's my last thoughts. Milton will be a starting quarterback in Dallas before Drake May makes the playoffs. Because they're not making the playoffs this year.
I think that is a pretty hot take, David.
Enough is enough!
Yeah,
all right, thank you, David. See you.
You got a little above your skis there.
Yeah, there. You got a little Sonny Bono there. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Look, here's the issue that I had with these potential behind-the-scene things is if Joe Milton being shipped off was going to make Drake May more confident about being the quarterback, then I have some concerns about Drake May's self-esteem about being the quarterback. There's a difference between your self-esteem and confidence, right? You can confidently go out there and be out there, but if your self-esteem can't handle someone being there saying, hey, look, if you get nicked up or you've got to go down for a half or you're out for a week, this guy can go and win a game. We're not asking this guy to win games. And if that bothers you, then you may have a self-esteem issue that gets addressed. And those things show up in the offensive line play. You see what I'm saying, Tom?
Like, yeah, no, absolutely.
Right. You can
totally
be confident to get things done. Like last year, we saw the confidence of Drake May. I was a little disappointed in possibly the self-esteem to say, well, you know, you would want your number two to push you.
Yeah.
The thing is, Joe Milton had to know, and this is the same thing, this is why I disagree with him replacing Dak, is because they've invested too much money in Dak to just say, we're just going to sit you.
Correct.
Right? Like, plus
Dak
you forget,
needs to be really bad for that to happen.
And plus you forget, they, what, two straight years franchise tagged him? So literally what they franchise tagged Dak with 2 years, came out to almost what would have been half of his contract if they just signed him for like 5 years. So they've paid him his contract and they franchise. They've spent too much money to just say, Dak, we're going to sit you just because this guy over here. Drake May has to see it as the same way. Or if anything, it should be incentive to say, there's a guy behind you that's really pushing you to play for that next deal. Right?
And it's been said a bunch of times, but we all remember Jimmy Garoppolo with Tom Brady and what that created for TB12. He had sort of the rebirth, that second life of his,
right,
you know, Hall of Fame, all-time great career. A lot of that had to do with Belichick saying, we all know Brady's contract and age.
You're right.
They draft Jimmy Garoppolo, and look what it did for Brady's motivation. He was back to being the guy that was the first in the building, and he moved back to the Boston area, and you won 3 Super Bowls because of it. So that's like the extreme version, right? And May is nowhere near Brady yet, but you use that sort of as like a microcosm of if you keep a guy like Milton in the mix that May feels real pressure from, then I think that can only just help motivate a guy. But again, we're not in there behind the scenes. Maybe it was worse than it was portrayed. I know me personally, being at Gillette almost every day during the football season, Milton seemed like a really great guy to deal with. Nice guy, always willing to talk, had nice things to say. So it would have surprised me that he was a malcontent behind the scenes personally. But again, we're not in there, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a guy, you know, slinging a pass, be like, yeah, bet QB1 can't do that, then QB1 self-esteem should say, you know what? I'm going to show you what needs to be done. I'm the guy, right? Like,
yep.
Like, don't wilt like Bledsoe kind of did.
Right.
Right. Like that, that's like, don't let that be your start right away. Right. Cause nobody's calling for, hey man, get rid of May, play Joe Milton. Those are not decision makers who are most likely going to say that. However, if there's a self-esteem issue, I can't wait to see what goes on in pads this week. All right, before we get out of here, I don't know if you ever played Would You Rather More Likely To Either Or?
I've never played, but I've heard it on the radio many times, so I'm
ready to
go. Okay,
so there's only one rule. You have to choose.
Okay.
You have to choose. All right.
I can do that.
Hit it, Thomas.
Would you rather more likely to either or, I ask of you? Would you rather more likely to either or, I ask of you?
All right, three questions. Would you rather more likely to happen an either or? They can be in anything, sports, life. Here we go.
All right, KJ, first one. You ready?
Yep.
Would you rather the Patriots get another solution as Drake May's backup, or stay with the Pastronaut fire nickname, Josh Dobbs, the backup?
Fire nickname.
Look, I looked at who was available in free agency where you can just go get without a deal.
Yeah, Carson, what's the list?
Carson Wentz and everybody else.
Oh, you know? My God.
So it's not an impressive list. And just for argument's sake, because I have to choose one because the unknown is greater than what you have. Look, the grass may be brown, but it isn't necessarily greener on the other side. So I right now, stick with Josh Dobbs as the backup. But definitely keep an eye out on waiver wires as practice season continues. Tom.
I am also sticking with Josh Dobbs, and you hope that things just get better during training camp. And you hope that the early struggles are just him learning that offense and trying to figure things out. Personally, for me, I think when you're sailing balls on guys, when you're in shorts and t-shirts, is a really bad sign. But let's just hope that it gets better as the month moves along.
Next.
More likely to happen, the Celtics to be in the play-in tournament this season, or Jason Tatum plays in 25 regular season games.
Mm.
Tom, you're the guest. What do you think is more likely to happen?
I'm going to say the play-in tournament because I don't want to put any sort of false expectations out there about Jason Tatum. And I'm no expert on medical stuff, so I'm not going to pretend to be here and say, oh, he's rehabbing great, and look, he's already doing stuff, and he's at the facility, and yada, yada, and he had the surgery the day after it happened. I just don't want to put any stock into that. No mental stock into Jason Tatum being ready for this season at all. Let's just assume he's out for the whole time, meaning that's not an option at all. Therefore, the Celtics would be playing in the play-in tournament in this scenario. I personally think that they, with Jaylen Brown as their best player, could still be a top five seed in the East because I don't think the East is all that great. But play-in tournament in this scenario will be my answer.
It feels like this year's Celtics, the way the roster is currently constructed, feels like the Atlanta Hawks who we've seen over the last several years, right? The only difference is they have Kristaps Porzingis now, but yeah. I think they'll find out soon enough. I think it's play-in tournament. I think this roster says play-in tournament. But as a 7 seed, I think they would give whoever a 2 seed is in the East, as you mentioned, that you don't know who that's going to be, and it's not really exactly anything that's earth-shattering.
Yeah, we're back to the East of old.
Yes, right. So a 7-2 matchup between the Celtics and, oh, let's just say for argument's sake, hey, it's Orlando. You would feel like the Celtics could potentially win that series. So I think the Celtics will play the role of upsetter in their first round game, in their first round matchup. But then I think reality of the roster, I think that might be more the conversation. Like, hey, if the Celtics win as a 7-2 series, do you then say, okay, in a 7-3 series in a quarterfinals, do you now have Jason Tatum back in there? That's something at least would buy you some time, but it wouldn't get him to 25 games. So I'm totally with you. Play in tournament more so than Tatum playing 25 set regular season games. All right, final one, Thomas.
What's the worst living situation in New England? Either living on the top floor of a multifamily home in the summer or living in the basement in the dead of winter.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with the top floor because I don't do well with heat at all. I'd much rather be in the basement and bundle up. I'm the type of guy that'll crank that AC as low as possible and just throw on layers. So I'll use that same rationale here for my winter living situation being in the basement. So I would say what is worse is living on the top floor and it being super hot and not having AC. Like, that's brutal. I've done that. It's absolutely the worst you can even imagine.
So I'm going to throw a curve here and tell you why my answer is different a little, is because from college, I learned the trick of not having AC, blowing one fan out one window of the side of the window and having another fan blow in. And have you ever done this, Tom?
No. So like a wind tunnel situation?
Yes. So you blow the hot air out, and at the same time with another fan, same size, another box fan, blow it in, and it becomes super cold in there. Like, it's so cold in there. You're like, man, like, how do I turn this down?
But I feel like you need a certain type of apartment to make that work, right?
You just need a window.
Yeah, but you got to have like a window on one side and a window on the other side. It's just a lot of variables there.
If you've got two windows right there, or you've got a fan that can fit in, the little fan that can fit in both windows, you do that. But the dead of winter, like, I've got to potentially roll with a kerosene heater because the heating system doesn't go down into the basement. Now I may burn up and I'm at snow level. There's just no way. No damn way.
I don't know, man. It really, really stinks to be super hot.
Freeze Pops, thank you so much for being here talking Patriots. We'll talk Patriots again next week with the training camp now in pads. Thomas Crisafelli, thank you so much for being here. Your work as well. I don't say behind the glass. It sounds like you're in jail. If you missed any of the show, the Audacy app is free. AUDACY. You can rewind the KJ show and you can listen in real time on the iHeart Radio Network, on the iHeart app as well. Thank you so much for being here on your Sunday. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.